Letter from the Terminus. A journey through the amazing kingdom of Thailand.
Sawadika, Mama. Oh, I miss you so much. How's everybody at home? Hope you guys are all doing fine in Malaysia. I heard that Grandma is next door. Hope she's fine now. When I called Katna last week, she told me that Grandma is having her knee pain again, and it's worse this time. Katna told me that she can't really pay that much attention to her chicken and goats anymore. You know how Grandma is about her chicks and goats. Every time we say come and stay with us a couple of nights, she goes like, oh no, who's the chicken? It's the goat. And if it's not the goat, it's something else.
Is perfectly fine.
And stop spending any more money on unnecessary houseworks. Remember like that extra shower she insisted last year? Anyway, Ma, I'm at the Hua Lamplong train station in Bangkok. I'm heading off to my next destination, Cambodia. The next train is an hour's time because I missed the first train. I thought I'd check out from the hotel early enough, and somehow I felt that a tuk-tuk man, it's taxi in Thai, just purposely followed the long way. Oh, stop it, Ma. Ma, I can hear you saying, you'll never change, little girl, and you're calling me a slow coach just right about now. Stop it, please. Well, at least it gives me time to write you a letter. This letter reaches you. I'm running kind of low on cash now and trying to save money on making any more. Well, I just reluctantly gave some money to a Burmese beggar. Oh, man, I have a gum stuck to my soul. Give me a second, Ma, while I take this gum out. Oh, yuck. However, the trip to Thailand is not that all bad. For the whole week which I've spent in Thailand, I've been bashed up with the water a lot. It turns out to be that they are celebrating. I ran to the nearest shop and bought a water gun myself. And before you know it, I was a part of the crowd, splashing and shooting waters to everyone. It was really fun, something we can never see in Malaysia. I didn't need to take night. We went to see the Songkran Beauty Queen contest. Obviously, the girls were all clad in the sexiest bikini. If only brother was there to witness it with me, I'm sure he will make it an annual event to visit Thailand every time the Songkran festival is on. Well, early the next morning, my loyal tourist guide, Somsak, brought us to the Wat Sai Floating Market. The view there was,
I got you a beautiful hand-painted silk scarf. Hope you like it.
Everything sold there is so cheap, Ma, and I feel as if there's this devil in me saying, buy, city, buy. You'll never get it anywhere else. Somsak practically had to drag me out from the boat because there goes the announcement for my train. Gotta go now. Can't wait to visit the famous Angkor Wat in Cambodia. And after that, I'm off to Vietnam.
Hopefully they don't have extra luggage charges. But judging from the amount of stuff which I have with me right now,
available? And not forgetting, Ma, don't forget this, to mention to him that your beautiful daughter is coming back next month. Chandrakun, mother, that means I love you. Bye-bye. Lots of kisses, CT.